Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Harare Central Police Station is no place for HIV-positive inmates, says the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights in a claim before the Supreme Court today.
The main crux of the application was that the manner in which Douglas Mzanenama was treated violated his fundamental right according to Section 15 of the old constitution, in that it was cruel and inhuman.
A Central Intelligence Organization's Deputy Director Internal Elias Kanengoni died today at a private clinic in Harare after falling ill at his farm in Glendale yesterday.
And the ZANU-PF Politburo instructs all aspiring party candidates to campaign only for President Robert Mugabe after the party failed once again to finalize its rules governing primary elections.
The problem that we are having is the factionalism. There are too many competing interests within ZANU-PF, and it's also about the level of greed.
The ZANU-PF Politburo has instructed all aspiring party candidates to campaign only for President Robert Mugabe until the party finalizes its rules governing primary elections. The Politburo met in Harare yesterday until late into the night, but still failed to finalize the contentious issue of primary elections. The rival MDC formation, led by Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, is holding its primary elections beginning Saturday. ZANU-PF sources who asked not to be named tell Studio 7 that temperatures are rising as some aspiring candidates are already on the campaigning trail, despite instructions to wait for the party to agree on primary election rules. Our sources also say that if Mr. Mugabe calls for early elections, it could be a disaster for ZANU-PF, as candidates will have very little time to campaign. Party spokesman Rugare Gumbo tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the party hopes to deal with the matter when it meets again next week.
We discussed the issue of the party manifesto, which we are cleaning up, and we hope it will be ready soon. I'm responsible for that. We also discussed the rules and regulations governing the conduct of primary elections. We're given a paper from the Women's League, which they are suggesting some steps and amendments to the rules that had been decided by the National Committee. And we then decided that the Women's League and the National Legal Committee should sit down and hammer out the areas of agreement and bring it back to the Politburo next week. We did not discuss the issue of the National Chairman's report to Masingo, the also to Mashona and the Central. That will be discussed next week.
But obviously, many people wanted to hear about the primary elections. So when is the party likely to conclude this discussion and any date for these elections?
As far as the rules and regulations are concerned, we may conclude the next week when we have another Politburo. Then, as to when we may have primary elections, I've time and again appealed to our people to be patient, to wait until the rules and regulations are finalized. As I've said time and again, people may spend a lot of money thinking that they will be recommended or they will succeed to run for primary election, yet it may not be the case. They would have spent a lot of money, energy, time for nothing. I think people should learn to be patient, to wait until the decision on primary election has been made.
Political analyst Ernest Mutsengi, director of the Media Center in Harare, says party infighting is to blame for the lack of agreement.
I think obviously the problem that we are having is the factionalism. There are too many competing interests within ZANU-PF, and it's also about the level of greed. Politics within ZANU-PF has become a means of attaining wealth, and everyone wants to be in parliament. for the benefits that come with that.
We understand that some aspiring members of parliament have become impatient and they've already started campaigning, causing friction. And we understand the Politburo has instructed all party members to just campaign for President Robert Mugabe and no one else. Do you think this is a working strategy?
It will work. You know, ZANU-PF will work on the basis of a commandist system. And if that command has been given, people in ZANU-PF know that defying it is an automatic ticket for ouster. You then may as well kiss goodbye to your ambitions if you don't obey that by continuing to campaign.
That was political analyst Ernest Mutsengi, director of the Media Center, speaking to Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.